Doctor gave a man 6 months to live. He couldn't pay his bill. He gave him another 6 months. Doctor called a woman, Mrs. Kelly, your check came back. She says, yes, so did my arthritis. Says, you're going to live to be 60. He says, I am 60. So what I tell you? I'm so glad to see this crowd here today. Fellow walks into a psychiatrist. He says, nobody talks to me. He says, next.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 16th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American comedian and violinist Henny Youngman, born in the Whitechapel district of London, England in 1906. Famous for his mastery of the one-liner, his trademark tagline was, "Take my wife, please." In a time when many comedians told elaborate anecdotes, Youngman's routine consisted of telling simple one-liner jokes, occasionally with interludes of violin playing. These depicted simple, cartoon-like situations, eliminating lengthy build-ups and going straight to the punchline. He was known as the King of the One-Liners, a title conferred on him by columnist Walter Winchell. A stage performance by Youngman usually lasted only 15 to 20 minutes, but contained dozens of jokes in rapid-fire succession. His family moved to Brooklyn, New York, when he was a child. He became a comedian after he worked for years in a print shop, where he wrote comedy cards containing one-line gags. These comedy cards were discovered by up-and-coming comic Milton Berle, who encouraged Youngman and formed a close friendship with him. Berle used to say, "The only thing funnier than Henny's jokes is his violin playing." Encouraged by his family to study the violin, Youngman began in show business as a musician. He led a small jazz band called the Swanee Syncopators, and during performances he often told jokes. One night the club's regular comedian didn't show up, and the owner asked Youngman to fill in. He enjoyed it, and that was the beginning of his long career as a stand-up comic. His inoffensive, friendly style of comedy kept his audiences laughing for decades. He first played in clubs and speakeasies, but his break came on Kate Smith's radio show in 1937. His manager, Ted Collins, booked him on the show, and he made many appearances on radio after that. He worked steadily, performing as many as 200 gigs a year. Like many comedians, Henny Youngman treated his profession as a working job, one where it's difficult to make a living and getting paid for the work is all important. In numerous interviews, Youngman's advice to other entertainers was to "nimm de Geld," Yiddish for "take the money." Henny Youngman never retired, performing worldwide until his final days. His wife Sadie was often the butt of his jokes. "My wife said to me, 'For our anniversary, I want to go somewhere I've never been before.' I said, 'Try the kitchen.'" Or, "Last night my wife said the weather outside wasn't fit for man nor beast, so we both stayed home." Actually, the two were very close and were married for 59 years until Sadie's death in 1987. With the exception of a week following his wife's passing and the month he was in his own final hospital stay, Henny Youngman worked almost every day for over 70 years without a break. He developed pneumonia and died February 24th, 1998, at the age of 91. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 16th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.